Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. This evening's main headlines, a Donegal deputy has claimed not contact the whistleblower at the centre of the investigation into sexual abuse at Ardgrania Court and the Sean O'Hare unit at St Joseph's Hospital. The number of people in hospitals here with COVID has now jumped above 500 for the first time in more than 7 months. Health experts say that ventilation machines and booster vaccines could help improve the situation. And late-night venues without a ticketing system could be forced to scale back their operations this weekend. That comes after a warning from the Vintners Federation of Ireland. We'll have those stories in full and a lot more, as well as the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin, coming up for you within the next half hour. Back to our top story this evening, and a Donegal deputy has claimed that Gardaí did not contact the whistleblower as part of their investigation into sexual abuse at Ardgrania Court and the Sean O'Hare unit at St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorlar. Parts of the report that have been leaked to the public reveal that over 100 instances of sustained sexual abuse occurred over a period of 13 years at the facility. A Garda investigation into the report's contents concluded over the bank holiday weekend, but it's now believed they are seeking legal advice regarding its publication. Speaking to Donal Kavanagh on today's 9 till noon show, Deputy Thomas Pringle, who's urgently calling for the report to be published, believes that all agencies mentioned in the report won't come out looking well once the report is published in full.
If the guards have a problem with it, and I think that's a fairly big if, I don't know exactly what has been going on with the guards. You would imagine if they were investigating the issue, they would ask to speak to somebody who, either the whistleblower or somebody who knew who the whistleblower was, so that they can investigate the claims. But that hasn't happened. So, and if the guards have a problem with it being published, they should take that up with the HSE, and that should be separate and to any publishing of the report that would take place.
Now, a source told the Independent that one of the reasons legal advice is being sought by Gardaí is because they believe the executive summary would not fully reflect the work on Garda Síochána has done on this matter. Now, this does beg two questions. I mean, number one, is it the executive summary or is it the whole report that the HSE is looking to publish? Because I know that both yourself and Minister Anne Rabbitt favour the publication of the entire report and not just an executive summary. And the other issue is this a suggestion then that Gardaí fear that they will not perhaps come out of the report as well as they would like?
Well, sadly, I don't think they will. Whether it's the executive summary or the full report, I don't think they will come out of it very well. I am aware that the whistleblower reported these issues to the Gardaí back in before I was involved in the case, probably about 2014. I would have to check the exact date. And at that time, the guards were already aware of it. I don't know. I have no evidence of the guards actually having done anything prior to the finalisation of the Brandon report. Sadly, I don't think any of the official agencies come out well out of this report, and that's part of the problem.
The number of people in hospitals here with COVID has now jumped above 500 for the first time in more than 7 months. Health experts say that portable ventilation machines as well as booster vaccine doses could help improve the virus situation here. Paul O'Donoghue has this report.
With the number of COVID cases surging in recent weeks, there had been warnings hospitalisations wouldn't be far behind. And now the number of virus inpatients has risen to 513, its highest level since early March. Professor of Immunology at Maynooth University, Paul Moyna, says getting boosters rolled out is now crucial.
Again, those at risk during the first phase of this pandemic in terms of older people, those with underlying conditions. So again, I think in terms of targeting the booster program to those cohorts will help significantly.
While DCU Professor of Health Systems Anthony Staines says buying portable ventilators for schools could also help.
Now, yes, you can build in a large air conditioning system to a school. That's very expensive, but we can buy portable air conditioners now and put them in classrooms now. There is reasonably good evidence that they remove viral particles from the air.
The HSE has now said it's planning a new vaccination awareness campaign to get uptake and protection to as high a level as possible.
Late night venues without a ticketing system could be forced to scale back their operations this weekend. That's the warning from the Vintners Federation of Ireland. It follows a meeting between the late night sector and government officials today. The government says that tickets to enter a nightclub or late bar must now be purchased an hour before arrival or no entry will be allowed. BFI Chief Executive Padraig Cribben says that the current regulations will now also impact more traditional pubs as well.
Where traditional pubs would have had a couple of hours music at the weekend, music and dancing, that's highly unlikely to go ahead, and that's going to have a significant effect on the musicians and DJs who possibly were looking forward to having a level of income prior to Christmas. I think it's going to significantly impact on those as well.
Ireland's healthcare system needs to be digitised, according to Sinn Féin. It follows a new report which is warning the country needs an updated digital system to store patients' personal information. Stephanie Roan has more.
Unlike other countries, Ireland doesn't have one single entity to store patients' medical information. It means different systems don't speak to each other, which can compromise patient safety, especially in an emergency. A new report from the Health Information and Quality Authority is warning Ireland's healthcare system will remain ineffective and inefficient if we don't update how we store and share data. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan says Ireland simply needs to get with the times.
We need to get away from the pen and the paper and paper records when it comes to patients' medical information. It's really important that the system speaks to itself, that it's fit for purpose.
Rachel Flynn from HICWA says despite the recent cyber attack, most people think it's better to use computers to store medical information.
We did some research a number of months back asking the public around their comfort levels around going to digital. And the vast majority of the public are comfortable moving to the digital solutions as long as their data is kept safe and secure.
HICWA says reforming how health information is managed and governed will be central to Sláintecare.
Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information after a jeweller's was targeted during a burglary in South Donegal last week. The incident happened on Main Street in Donegal Town in the early hours of last Friday morning. At around 3 a.m, two masked males are believed to have gained access to the premises by forcing open a side and front door. They entered the shop and then caused damage within, and a substantial amount of property was stolen during the course of the burglary. Garda Grainne Doherty has this appeal.
We are appealing to anybody who was in that area around the time. They may have seen anybody, vehicles, people on the street. You know, that time of the morning, it would have been fairly quiet, you'd like to think so. You know, it may have stood out. Had you seen these two men on the street or a car moving, even a type of car, colour of car, anything at all that may assist us, we would be most grateful if people would contact us in relation to it. If anybody was in the Donegal town area between 2:30 a.m. and 3:30 a.m, if they had a dash cam, again, Ballyshannon Gardaí would love to hear from them. And if they're not able to go through the footage themselves, it's possible just to drop the footage into Gardaí and we're able then to go through the footage ourselves. So we would be most grateful again for any dash cam footage from in around the town centre in particular between 2:30 a.m. and 3:30 a.m. last Friday morning. Gars in Ballyshannon can be reached on 074-985-8530, or the Garda Confidential line, as always, is 1-800-666-111.
Questions are being asked as to why supports for children with intellectual disabilities are still suspended in Carndonagh, months after a COVID-19 outbreak in the area. The outbreak happened in August, with families and service users having to remain at home while staff were redeployed. Local councillor Albert Doherty says this issue is further evidence that the provision and delivery of respite supports and DAFE services in North Inishowen is the Cinderella of the health service. Councillor Doherty says the current situation is simply not good enough and that those affected deserve better.
Late August, parents had to step into the breach to provide the service following the redeployment of staff. And as of last Friday, parents again are asked to fill that area, and I'm very annoyed and disappointed that the HSC at this stage have not worked out the requirement, the need to provide emergency service users and to have people trained up already, because COVID-19 has struck before. It struck during the weekend and it hasn't gone away.
Now, we understand that staff have been redeployed. What are the chances of those staff coming back to Carndonagh?
Well, I have asked the HSE to answer that question, because parents need to know what timeline there's going to be before they can get support. And some of the home supports offered to parents is not workable at all. How is a parent now having to look after their loved one? How are they going to go out into the general public and identify someone who can provide home support, seek that person themselves, work out the details of what's required. That's not on. The HSE are there to provide a service. They're not doing it at the moment in emergency situations like this, and something new needs to happen within the HSE.
Substantial damage has been caused following a weekend incident in the Twin Towns. It happened last Sunday night at 11:50pm in the area of Ashling Court on the Donegal Road in Ballybuffet. Gardaí received reports that a black Volkswagen had been driving in a dangerous manner and had caused substantial damage to a number of items at a property in the estate, namely two bikes, a wooden fence, the front door of the house and the garage door. The car in question was then located by Gardaí later that night, and Gardaí are appealing to residents in the area to contact them if they witnessed the incident. They're also wishing to appeal to motorists who travelled on the Donegal Road in Ballybuffet between 11:30pm and 1am on Sunday night, who had a dash cam, to make that footage available to them at Letterkenny Garda Station. Gardaí are also investigating a burglary in Buncrana that occurred yesterday evening. The incident happened at Earl's Fort at some stage between 7:30pm and 9pm. Tom Douglas has the details.
The key of a car was stolen from a house which had been left unlocked, and the car, a white Hyundai Kona VJZ, was then taken from the driveway of the house. The car was located a short time later near the front of the estate, but it had considerable damage to it. There was nothing else taken from the house and nothing was stolen from the car. Gardaí are appealing to anybody who may have seen the car in question being driven within the Earlsfort area or the Buncrana area in general during those times to contact them in Buncrana. Gardaí are also appealing to anybody who believes they may have captured the car on their dashcam footage to make that footage available to Gardaí.
There's been a broad welcome to engineering proposals which are aimed at solving the flooding issue at Pierce Gardens and the Ballycolman Estate in Strabane. The area has been flooded multiple times in recent years, most recently this August when torrential rains once again caused flooding at Pierce Gardens. West Tyrone MLA Melissa McHugh believes the proposals will hopefully solve the flooding issues for good.
As a result of, we'll say, additional works that have to be carried out now in the major project, especially to facilitate the development of the Adria site, where it's hoped that there'll be social housing and that built there, that that drainage from there will go past Pierce Gardens and hopefully pick up that issue in Pierce Gardens as well and help to solve, rather than relieve, but solve the problem.
The time is now 12 minutes past 5. We'll take a short break, and Sport with Kenny is coming up after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is now 5:15. Time to go over to Kenny Harkin with the latest in sport.
Thanks, Daniel. Starting with soccer, and it's half-time in this afternoon's World Cup qualifier in Helsinki. It's Finland 0, Republic of Ireland 1. Megan Connolly's brilliant 10th minute free kick has put Vera Pau's side in front at that one. Amber Barrett, Kira Grant and Roma McLaughlin, they are all starting from the bench in that game today. Elsewhere in Group A, Slovakia are 2-0 up at home to Georgia. Northern Ireland, they're in action later on this evening. They play Austria at a sold out Seaview. That one starts at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, in other news, the Aviva Stadium will be sold out for an Ireland international for the first time in 2 years next month. All tickets for the World Cup qualifier with Portugal were snapped up within minutes of going on sale. In Scotland, Stephen Gerrard fought back tears as he paid tribute to Walter Smith today. The former Rangers manager has passed away at the age of 73. Smith won 10 Scottish titles during two spells at Ibrox and offered counsel to Gerrard following his taking of the job in 2018. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta, he believes there's a real connection developing between the club and its supporters. A place in the quarterfinals of the League Cup is at stake when they host Leeds this evening. Arteta says the atmosphere at the Emirates will be a big advantage for his players.
Our supporters start to feel identified with what the team projects, and that's very pleasing because at the end of the day we play for them, and you have to find the right purpose to do so.
Also tonight, Chelsea, they entertain Southampton, and Queen's Park Rangers, they face Sunderland. Back at home, Damien Duff could be in the running to become the new Shelburne manager. It's believed they'll consider the former Republic of Ireland international as a potential replacement for Ian Morris. Here in Donegal, the Knock Alla Caravan Senior Cup 2021-22 draw was first round draw was made today. Castle Fan Celtic, they play Letterkenny Rovers. Fan Harps under 21s are up against Buncrana Hearts. Kilmacrenan Celtic play Kildrum Tigers. Coghill Celtic, they play Glengad United. Aileach are up against Monaghan United. Glasslough Villa against Capri Rovers. Bonnygee United play Greencastle. And Cavan Town play Derry City Reserves. Those first round ties are penciled in for Sunday the 12th of December. In Gaelic games, Sean McCool's lifted the Donegal Minor Division 1 Championship title yesterday, defeating Glen Swally 2-9 to 3 points at the O'Donnell Park. The Twin Towns side were led for their first minor crown in 50 years by Kevin McCormick, who kicked 1-5 while the other goal was scored by Andrew Murray. Tom Comack spoke with the McCool's manager, Kevin McCormick, who's been with the boys since the beginning, and also at the end of the interview you'll hear from Captain Sean Breen after yesterday's win.
I've been with the side since under-sixes, followed them the whole way through and watching them develop as players and growing into men. It's been a delight. I'm a brilliant bunch of young fellas to work with. They've always been competitive, always knocking on the door, like one under 12s, under 13s. No competition last year under 16s, but we knew they were going to be there, thereabouts, Tom.
We
felt that ourselves. Just all we need to do is hopefully avoid injury. We knew it'd be close.
And obviously, as you mentioned at the outset, you can see with the crowd that's here today what it means to the club.
Tom, from the Coolies, we've been starved of success, but this year's been great. Our girls' teams, we won the under-16s, won a minor title there, I think it was yesterday. A few of the hurling teams have got county titles there recently.
Congratulations, thanks county so minor champion. There's not many of them around Finn Valley.
That's unbelievable feeling. Hey, just all the boys are going to be buzzing for a week. I say now, to be honest, it's just unreal feeling. There's no better feeling in the world.
Yeah, and pretty comfortable victory in the end, wasn't it?
Well, that's what the scoreboard says, but personally, like, Glen Swally were a good team. They did a good few wides. If their shooting was better on the day, Gordon O'Shaughnessy could have won, but they're a good team.
You found them hard to break down in the first half. You got up to the great start, they go on the point, and then kind of struggled for a while.
That's kind of when they kind of pushed on a bit more, and we had to defend for a good 15-20 minutes, and we couldn't get past them, man. But then once the third quarter came, we kind of pushed on a good bit, then that's when we got the first goal.
The second goal really ended the game. You could enjoy the last 20 minutes or so.
I enjoyed every single minute of it, to be honest. I was just unreal feeling. I can't wait to party now.
Captain Sean Breen looking for the party. In the other game played yesterday, St Noel's, they won the Division 2 title, defeating Nave Padraig Muff by 3-6 to 12 points. St Noel's joint captain Connor Campbell scored 3 goals and 3 points. Moving on to boxing, Ireland's difficult start to the World Elite Championships continued in Belgrade today. Team captain flyweight Sean Murray and lightweight Brendan McCarthy both lost their opening bouts. Murray lost on a split decision 4-1 against his Hungarian opponent, while McCarthy, he lost his bout 5-0 was the decision there against an Italian opponent. Finally for this evening, in rugby, the Women's Six Nations is to retain its own window. This year's competition was played in April, starting a week after the men's tournament came to a close. Six Nations Chief Executive Ben Morrell says the men's and women's tournaments will be kept separate, with the latter running to its original format next year. And Jonathan Sexton says he'll be fit for Ireland's first autumn international with Japan. The 36-year-old has been nursing a hip injury sustained while on duty with Leinster. Ireland welcomed Japan to the Viva Stadium on Saturday week before games with the All Blacks and Argentina. That's all your sport this evening. It's back to Daniel.
Thanks, Kenny. Back to news now, and climate campaigners say that Junior Minister Martin Hayden is wrong to say that agriculture climate targets can be met without a reduction in the national herd. It comes after the publication of Ireland's first carbon budgets. Sean Defoe explains just what they are.
Carbon budgets set out how much greenhouse gas can be emitted by Ireland over a five-year period if we're to meet the target of a 51% reduction in emissions by 2030. They contain emission ceilings for each sector of the economy, and that will be the politically contentious part. While the overall figures are agreed, reducing emissions by 4.8% a year until 2025, when it will rise to 8.3%, how we get there is up to the politicians. Junior Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden's already been advocating for no cut to the national herd.
Like improving our national herd genetics, better use of fertilisers that we use, improving soil fertility, that are alternatives to that very crude herd reduction cut.
But climate activist John Gibbons doesn't believe him.
Claiming, for example, that we can achieve all our agricultural targets with a stable herd and ag climatise, he's simply wrong.
Now, I know it's not palatable for some politicians to tell us the truth about this, but we really need to do better.
No one sector can be changed to reach the overall 2030 target, and while many people agree with combating climate change in principle, government is wary of the reaction when that change starts to cost them.
A number of people have been arrested in connection with a theft in Letterkenny. Yesterday, Gardaí were alerted to the fact a theft had occurred at a sports shop on the main street in Letterkenny shortly after 3:30 p.m. A number of males had entered the store and stolen a considerable amount of goods. Gardaí subsequently stopped a car at a checkpoint last night and arrested a driver and two passengers in connection with the theft earlier that day. The stolen goods were also recovered from the car. And finally, Donegal County Council has issued a warning over bonfires ahead of the Halloween festivities. They're asking the community to remember that bonfires can cause serious damage and injury both to our environment and to our health. In the statement, the council says there has been a significant reduction in the number of bonfires over recent years. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In a statement, Donegal County Council says there has been a significant reduction in the number of bonfires over recent years. The council says this is down to the public recognising the importance of responsible waste management and availing of the wide range of waste and recycling services available. In the lead-up to Halloween night, Donegal County Council is urging householders, businesses and communities not to provide materials for bonfires. While traditionally wood and straw were used on bonfires, in recent times the council says materials including tyres, mattresses, couches, furniture, plastics, aerosols, foam, metal, painted timber, treated timber and household waste have been burned on bonfires, and this is illegal. It's also an offence to supply waste materials to parties collecting for bonfires. The council says the uncontrolled burning of these waste types is very damaging to health and the environment, as harmful dioxins are created and released into the air. They said bonfires can also be built close to houses and other property and can cause serious damage and injuries.
And now the weather. It'll continue to be rather windy for the rest of this evening, with fresh to strong winds reaching gale force in some western coastal areas. It'll be mostly cloudy with some scattered patches of rain and drizzle, with more persistent and heavier rain pushing into the northwest this evening and tonight. Highest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees overnight tonight. Back to our main headlines once again this evening, and a Donegal deputy has claimed that Gardaí did not contact the whistleblower as part of their investigation into sexual abuse at Ardgrenier Court and the Sean O'Hare unit at St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorther. Parts of the report that have been leaked to the public revealed that over 100 instances of sustained sexual abuse occurred over a period of 13 years at the facility. The number of people in hospitals here with COVID-19 has now jumped to above 500 for the first time in more than 7 months. Health experts say that portable ventilation machines and booster vaccination doses could help improve the virus situation here. And late-night venues without a ticketing system could be forced to scale back their operations this weekend. That's the warning from the Vintners Federation of Ireland following a meeting between the late-night sector and government officials today. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll have the latest headlines again for you coming up at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, October the 26th. The death has occurred of Sean McDade, 8 McNeely Villas, Old Town, Letterkenny. His remains will be reposing at his late residence from 7 p.m. today, Tuesday. House private to family and neighbours only, please. Funeral mass on Thursday at 11 a.m. in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards to the family plot in Newleck Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Finbar Gallagher, 6 Orchard Grove, Ballyrain, Letterkenny. Finbar's remains will repose at his late residence from 6 p.m. this evening, Tuesday. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10:30 a.m, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on facebook.com/Irish Martyrs. Interment afterwards in St. Columbus Church Cemetery, Drumahull. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The wake is private to family, close friends and neighbours, please. The death has taken place of Patrick Joseph P.J. Doherty, 37 Ernie Road, Strabane, and formerly of Newton Stewart.
Finneran leaving his home on Thursday at 9:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Woodmount Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house will be private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at melmountparish.com. And the death has taken place of Bella Doherty ní Rorty, Knockastaller, Gidor. Her remains are reposing at her family home. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg, on Thursday at 11 a.m, with burial afterwards in the new graveyard, Annagree. Rosary both nights at 9 p.m. House private after the rosary until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Bella's funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page.